In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Click, click, click. If by chance the Browns are looking to add depth at wide receiver, a couple of guys out there have been let go. Allen Robinson, Isaiah Hodgins, who was pretty good in Buffalo, both by the New York Giants. And if they're looking for a running back, just in case Deontay Foreman's more dinged up than we think he might be dinged up, James Robinson, who was really good at Jacksonville as an undrafted rookie, released by the Saints, and Miles Gaskin, who we saw for the Vikings. Who was pretty, Gaskin and Baskin of Beverly Hills. Yeah. Gaskin released by the Vikings, and he was a really good college running back at Washington.
Gaskin might have been what blew out in your AC.
Oh, that's
true.
Could
have been it. Yeah. He could have had that problem.
True.
That might have been
that
the case.
That could be my Dr. Seuss book.
We're going to talk about the move at wide receiver in a second. Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill. Good to have
What's
you
up,
with us.
Bill?
Good afternoon. We're getting close to.
Yes.
I read in the New York Times today that they rank Watson number 17th overall as a quarterback in strength, one spot above Baker Mayfield. In essence, basically saying you've got to have your whole offense involve rushing, all these things, in order for him to be effective or for the team to win, and also for the defense to really have to stand out. That's concerning in the sense that it appears then, if that is even close to being correct, that the next 2 years, this year, next year, there's basically no chance that the Browns are going to even get a sniff of the Super Bowl. I think my concern is the top three quarterbacks are, of course, Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen. I don't think Allen, this is my opinion, is a top three quarterback. I think also after this year, his ranking is going to go down because his weapons are less. So I think I really kind of wonder about that. And then Mary Kay, God bless her, I love her. 15% of third-rounders make it in the NFL.
That seemed really low to me, Bill.
That would mean basically one third-round draft pick out of 10 years would make it. Don't think so. I think that type of loss of a player, which we need because the Browns are very lacking in draft picks from like first round to fourth round, of course, that we are absent of them on our team. I think once Watson washes out or whatever he does, this is going to be a tough, tough organization to get us back on track again.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We just sit here. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Andy has a rabbit's foot attached to his car key. Just hoping that Deshaun Watson can be pretty good this year.
I'm not a big rabbit foot.
We don't even need him to. As you said it earlier, Andy, you don't even need him to be excellent.
Well,
just be pretty good.
I think it's more about the argument that you make: should he play preseason or not? And I'm just glad preseason's over because we're not going to really talk about that anymore, unless he fails the first couple weeks of the season, which I'm not banking on.
Will they have the same talk in New York if Aaron Rodgers goes out and looks bad in game one?
He's not Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's not.
Well. Truer words were never spoken.
So it's all about the investment. I mean, the Browns put this on themselves, and they made the investment to bring him in. And, you know, if you're hoping for a return on the investment. And so I think we're, you know, not only us, but the Browns too. Yeah. It was a huge decision when they decided to bring him in here. And this is the year that decision has to pay off. You have to feel good about our defense. I don't know how you can't.
Andy, at the end of this year, you're more than halfway through that contract. Think about that. It still kind of feels like he's the new guy, right?
It's only money, too. Now,
it's only money at this point.
It's only money.
Although it was anyhow, because you had to cough up the number ones. I mean, you already traded him away, but...
But now it's only money, because yeah. You have your number ones back, and, you know, if for some reason it doesn't work out this year, then I just don't... Daryl and I talked about this on the Game Day podcast, too, that Daryl thought that he was... That the Browns, if, you know, with their first-round pick next year, they're going to be looking for a left tackle. And I'm like, I don't know, man. If Deshaun doesn't work out this year, and they have to go in some kind of different direction, and you're worried about cap, and you're worried about this and that... Why wouldn't you, especially depending on where your pick is, why wouldn't you take a quarterback next year, develop, and then, you know, see what happens with Deshaun for another year? And it gives you a year to develop a first-round draft pick where you're not in a big hurry. I think that's the problem is that we get into, you know, I'm not picking on the Haslams. I'm just ownership wants to see guys when they get drafted in the first round. They want them on the field. Why are we paying this guy? I want to see this guy in the field. So it's going to be a different pressure if Deshaun doesn't have a good season. I really don't want to walk into the season saying, if he has a bad season, that's not. I want to be, Deshaun's going to have a good season. How good does he have to be with this defense to make it deep into the playoffs and take you to a new place?
Before we get to the wide receivers, you used a third-round draft choice on Siaki Ika, mm-hmm. and you're moving on.
I mean, he's behind Mo Hurst and Shelby Harris. So
two veterans who you just brought in as free agents, which in theory should not be as vital as a cog as a guy you drafted in the third round. Do you find that interesting at all?
You're going to keep how many guys are you keeping on that line? So if you look at it, you're probably. I mean, Mike Hall's going on the commissioner's list. So. I mean, you're keeping Miles, you're keeping Tomlinson, you're keeping Harris, you're keeping Smith. There's four. 00 is five.
The only thing about
Mo
him.
Mo Hurst is six.
Yeah.
Alex Wright is seven.
I understand there are numbers there. My thought is this, though.
Quentin Jefferson.
If you when you draft a guy in the third round, I think you expect that guy to be a part of your team.
How long?
And to make the team. I would think you expect him to play for you for 3 to 5 years.
They did play. I mean, they pulled the trigger on this one fast.
Well, yeah.
I mean, especially when you look, okay, so but people it goes want back to contemplate to what I whether asked. David Bell should be here or not, too, and it sounds like they're sticking it out with David Bell, which I'm happy. I want to see this guy get the – I just don't feel like he's ever had the opportunity.
But again, you have to earn opportunities. I'm looking at
But he's not knocking Amari Cooper off the field. He's not knocking
I don't mean
Elijah
David.
Moore
I'm talking about Ika.
Oh, no, okay.
You went to Bell right away.
Sorry.
I'm not done on Ika here.
Okay.
When they drafted him, he came in with the idea that he's kind of like the middle-of-the-line run-stopper type guy. I'm looking at his draft profile right now, and the line says if he's able to manage his weight, Ika could become an early starter and help improve a leaky run defense. Why did you draft that kind of a defensive tackle? If Jim Schwartz is coming in as a defensive coordinator with attack-minded defensive tackles? Just something to
think
about.
That's a good question.
And it's a little off, just a little bit of a surprise, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, he might end up being a really good player to play to his strengths in the NFL, but not a good fit here. And that's my only point. Not that he didn't succeed, not that Schwartz didn't use him properly. Schwartz uses a certain kind of defensive tackle. Ika's a different kind of defensive tackle, so why'd you bring him in? That to me is a little interesting on this. Drake's in Cleveland. Hi, Drake.
Hey, Drake, what's up, man?
How you doing today? How are you doing today? Both of you, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to remember as fans that when these people put their list out, that's just their opinion. It ain't no factual evidence to it. It's just how they see things. We may see things differently. Somebody else may see things differently. It's a lot of top 10 quarterbacks that haven't accomplished anything. I'm going to be calling.
Drake calls back. Drake, call us right back, man. Your phone's breaking up. Call us right back. You just got a bad line.
That's not a good one there. Yeah. Drake
always says good.
Roman's in Canton. Hi, Roman.
Hey, Roman.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Hey.
I just wanted to give you a call. I know we talked about yesterday, you know, it was brought up that Deshaun's, you know, motivation, or, you know, one NFL exec somewhere said, you know, his motivation is in question. And that's something that we haven't really talked about, you know, on top of all the other questions and concerns from, you know, that decision to go with Deshaun. He took the Browns off of the table. He said that the Browns weren't in the running anymore. So we show up again and we say, by the way, we'll guarantee you this much money. And all of a sudden we're back in the cards. And I think that's concerning because, you know, he can count as much as he wants about, oh, you know, the best opportunity to win and to win a Super Bowl. And this is the best roster and this, that, and the other, but you didn't want to come here when the money was less. So I know that there's all sorts of, you know, question marks about him.
So Roman, hey, go back to the whole situation, what had happened, right? So you've got ownership that's saying, hey, you know, Deshaun Watson's out there. Maybe we should take a run at this thing while we have Baker Mayfield here. And they're right. Like, okay, so they make a run for it, and then Baker gets extremely upset about the whole thing. Deshaun says no, and Baker's like, well, I don't care. Then goes to social media and says, thanks, Browns fans, appreciate you, while he's still under contract here. And then all of a sudden, they, you know, now the Browns have their back up against the wall on that thing. They're like, well, let's make Deshaun an offer he can't refuse. So he took it.
And it's, yeah. And it sounds like they've, you know, kind of done the same with, or it sounds like they've done the same with Amari, you know, and maybe they've grown since then. And they actually kind of sat down with Amari and talked to him and said, hey, this is why we went to, you know, make that move for Ayuk. And, you know, it's kind of a similar situation.
Hey, that's a fair point, Roman. I don't think anyone's brought that up. I think that's a fair point.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
You know, so I hope that, again, I'm like everybody else. I want him to play, you know, 20 games this season. I want him to throw for 5,000 yards. I want the Browns to be successful. But, you know, something that we never really, you know, kind of brought up is the fact that he let us go. You know, he didn't want to come to Cleveland when the money wasn't right. So who knows, you know?
All right, Roman, thank you very much.
Or maybe he was smart enough to say, no, that's okay. And then why don't you give me another offer? And then he got boom.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. We're going to talk the wide receiver situation next, because even though you've kept David Bell so far, are there guys getting cut who you might rather have? I will tell you, in my case, the answer is yes.
Mary Kay Cab at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer with a little bit of news here. With the Browns' second-year quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson being informed Tuesday morning that he has made the Browns' 53-man roster, a league source told Cleveland.com the Browns will field calls for Jameis Winston and Tyler Huntley and could trade one of them. That is according to Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer.
Would you trade Jameis?
No.
Okay. Well, could you answer more quickly? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Yes.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.